Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, Tom Merritt here. Not all of you have heard all the episodes, so sometimes we re-release older ones. This episode is about ARM and was originally released on June 25th, 2020. We have not added anything to it since the original episode, but please, enough of the preamble, begin about ARM. Qualcomm uses an ARM processor, but isn't Qualcomm's processor called a Snapdragon? Is Snapdragon an ARM processor, but then iPhone has ARM? What does ARM even make? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about ARM processors. I'm going to give you a good top-level overview. ARM gets thrown around alongside chip makers like AMD and Intel, but it's a little different. Intel and AMD design chips they sell under their own names. ARM only designs chips. A lot of folks don't realize this. Some do, but I thought I would dig into what ARM is to help you clarify that. I'm not going to get into chip architecture and instruction sets, but you do need to know what those things are in just a top-level way. Chip architecture is the building of the chip. Instruction sets are the instructions that run on the chips and tell the chips how to work based on the parts they have. That's really all you need to know to understand what we're going to talk about today. Apologies to you chip designers who are like, it's way more complicated than that. We know. And while we discuss this, I'd like you to keep this thought in mind. What separates ARM from a patent troll? I'm not saying ARM is a patent troll. In fact, I do not think they are. But I'm going to circle back to that question because we're not only going to understand what ARM does, but how ARM is an example of something you don't hear talked about a lot. So just keep that question in the back of your mind. I think it's a very important example that can help shape the line between proper and improper intellectual property protection. ARM Holdings is the company that creates the reduced instruction set computing, or RISC, architectures for computer processors. It also designs cores that implement the instruction set. So there you go. Those two things you learned earlier, now you've applied them. You've got the RISC instruction set, and you've got the core that can implement the instruction set. And important to note that a company can license just the instruction set, or it can license the design of the core that runs the instruction set itself. ARM licenses these designs to other companies who can build the products. I'm going to repeat this a lot. ARM doesn't build any products itself. But let's start by talking about ARM's history. Because through its history, you'll see how it evolved into the niche it occupies now. ARM grew out of the famous UK company Acorn Computers. Those are the folks who made the legendary BBC Micro. After the success of the Micro, the folks at Acorn were working on the Acorn Business Computer, but the chips they'd been using for the Micro just weren't powerful enough. So they went and took a look around. They visited places to see what options were out there, what they could get a hold of. And at the end, they determined they probably were going to have to design this thing themselves. So Acorn engineer Sophie Wilson looked at everything they'd found and said, I could do that. And she developed an instruction set, the instruction set. I mean, it's evolved over time, don't get me wrong, but Sophie Wilson is the one who developed the instruction set that would end up being the linchpin upon which ARM is built. And then they implemented that instruction set into hardware with Sophie and another engineer named Steve Ferber leading the design of the Acorn RISC machine, ARM, or ARM. Now, before you go, aha, ARM doesn't stand for that anymore. We'll get to that later. The first silicon samples of the Acorn RISC machine were made by VLSI. Yes, even then, they farmed out the design to be made by someone else, in this case, VLSI. The first chips were received and successfully tested on April 26th, 1985. It was first used as a secondary processor in the BBC Micro. The first ARM-based computer, where the ARM design was the principal processor, was the Acorn Archimedes in 1987. Well, pretty soon, Acorn started working with Apple on newer versions of the ARM core, and Apple said, well, this is a pretty cool idea. And VLSI was saying, yeah, we think this is a pretty cool idea. So in November 1990, Acorn spun out the ARM design team as a joint venture between Acorn, VLSI, and Apple. Now, Apple and Acorn, you know, they're both selling computers in the 80s. They had a pretty competitive relationship throughout the decade. So Apple said, in a very Apple way, we'd love to be part of this joint project. We would not love it to be called Acorn RISC Machines. Could we call it something else? So they named the spun-out company Advanced RISC Machines Limited, which in 1998 just became ARM Limited. All right, let's jump to 1992, when the ARM 6 came out. And that was used in the Apple Newton. This is a turning point, because it turns out that's why Apple was interested in this joint project. They had this idea. Now, it's an idea that didn't really take off, but look what spun out of the Apple Newton. So many things, including ARM. Because the ARM design got famous for the low power usage of its chip designs. And that made it a favorite for PDAs that succeeded the Newton, which eventually made it a favorite for mobile phones. And ARM got successful enough to go public with an IPO in 1998. That's when it changed its name to just ARM. So ARM is going along, making designs for chips used in mobile devices. Smartphones take off, ARM benefits, and it exists as its own company from 1998 until September 5th, 2016, when SoftBank acquired it. So what does ARM Holdings sell? As I keep mentioning, ARM does not sell tangible products. It licenses its cores and its instruction sets. IP cores are used to create microcontrollers, CPU systems on a chip. The ARM core is combined with other parts to produce a complete device that can be made in fabs, in the semiconductor fabrication plants. Now, companies can license ARM technology into their own system-on-a-chip designs with other components like GPUs, radio baseboards. Radio baseboards are needed for phones to communicate with a cellular network, in lots of combinations. So here are the main ways you can license ARM cores. They can use it in their own system-on-a-chip design. In other words, I want to take that ARM core and I want to put it in my own SoC. That's system on a chip. Or they can license the full chipset from ARM. Like, I don't want to have to think about anything. I don't have any designs. I just want a chipset, ARM, give me the whole thing. Or a company can also design a chip and modify the ARM design a little bit. So when you hear that it's an ARM chip, it's never actually an ARM chip. The chip's design may be wholly ARM, or it could be an ARM in combination with other things on the system, or the design could be ARM modified. Now, that could mean as little as tweaking a little, maybe some optimizations or some extensions, or more radically, a company might be using something called the ARM Cortex license that lets a company make actual modifications to the design. And when that last happens, ARM promises not to share those modifications with other companies. So for instance, Qualcomm, with the Snapdragon license, uses the ARM Cortex license. So Qualcomm is kind of designing its chip in collaboration with ARM, roughly speaking, very roughly speaking. Those are the ARM chip licenses. Now, there's also the instruction set. Companies can also get an architectural license where they build their own CPU and just license the instruction set. So the company's saying, we want to build the CPU ourselves. And I'm sure there's complications about licensing patents in there and things like that. But at base, they're not licensing ARM's chip design, not even with modifications. They're just licensing the instruction set. This would be done by a company that says, we like the instruction set, but we want to design the hardware ourselves, and we don't even want ARM knowing what we're doing. We're very secretive. In other words, Apple. Apple does this. The ARM instructions run the chip that Apple designs for its mobile devices. And it's not just Apple. Broadcom does this. NVIDIA does this. Samsung does this. Even Qualcomm does it, not for Snapdragon, but for some of its other chips. They all take part in that architectural license to just use the instruction set. And it's worth mentioning that ARM doesn't just do CPUs and systems on a chip. They also do a GPU. ARM's Mali, M-A-L-I. Mali GPU can be licensed. There's even ARM supercomputer that is bought by Cray. Cray offers it in their supercomputers, and there's a few others. But let's go back around. I think we have an understanding of what ARM does. They create designs, instruction sets, hardware designs, and then they tell people, okay, we won't sue you for patent infringement if you license this technology from us. And patents expire at different rates around the world, but generally speaking, the computer world moves fast enough that the old designs aren't that useful for ARM to make money off of. So ARM's not out there asking for longer and longer extensions. They can't. What they're doing is creating newer and newer versions of ARM. That's why you'll hear announcements about new ARM processors. So let's get back to that question from earlier about what separates ARM from a patent troll. Because ARM doesn't make anything. You've heard me repeat this now a million times. And that's often a big criticism of patent trolls. They just hold a bunch of patents and make people pay them to use them. That's licensing, right? What's the difference? Well, the difference is ARM contributes to the ecosystem. It's continually developing new technologies, even if it doesn't build them itself. It's not just sitting on patents. It's developing new patents all the time. And it works with its partners. It doesn't just say, we have a big pile of papers, pay to make sure we don't use them against you in court. ARM says, we'll let you use the technology or we'll work with you to modify it together, whatever you want. So they're active in doing this. It's not just collecting rent. ARM continues to build new intellectual property and it has no need to continue to protect the old. In other words, to try to change the law to protect the old, because the new is much more valuable. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying ARM is perfect, that they never do anything wrong. There are problems and there are disputes. But this is an example of what intellectual property should be doing, creating a company that actively provides value to the ecosystem through its ideas. That's really what ARM is selling. ARM is selling ideas. But it's doing it in a way that people find those ideas valuable and worth paying for. Hey, we didn't have to do all of this work because you did it and now we can pay to license it. And the protection of patents and patent law gives ARM shelter to do that without preventing their innovations from ever being used again. You know, once an ARM patent expires, it's probably too old to make a lot of money off of anymore, but it's something people can look at and say, okay, we could use that freely as a basis for our own innovations. And I think that's interesting. The most successful chip company, certainly in mobile, isn't a chip company. It's an intellectual property company. We often kind of break things down into either need to protect your intellectual property forever. That's the copyright debate, especially in the US. Or things have to be free. They have to be fully free. But a lot of folks think intellectual property should be used just strongly enough to encourage the creation and development of arts and sciences. There are problems with abuse of patents, don't get me wrong, but ARM shows there is kind of a way to do it right in a way that does make the ecosystem stronger and better for everybody. And now I hope you have found an interest in understanding what ARM is, why it's not exactly a chip, and maybe how it shows how a patent system could work. It was of interest to me, especially some of that history about where ARM came from, and I hope it was of interest to you. In other words, I hope now you feel like you know a little more about ARM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.